14 with the sun shining here, 64 degrees. Good morning. We're back here in studio. I love my talkarounds. I really do, because I get to talk with people like Greg Giroux from the Red River Area Sportsman's Club. Good morning, my friend. I was beginning to wonder if you left the country.
No, we had a very short lull in the proceedings.
But when do you have a lull? This is not a club that ever has a lull, Greg.
We did the fishing in August, and then there was a time for a recoup, and now we're into the fall activities.
Okay.
And we switched fishing poles for firearms.
Okay.
So that's where we're going.
Well, tell me about this. Let's start with the turkey shoot.
Okay.
If we
we're
can.
We're going to kind of go in chronological order here.
Okay.
This is Monday, September 5th. The Joe Pekarski Trap Range, which is north of Morton, it's about 2 miles north on Highway Number 1, they're having a turkey shoot. And that starts at 12 o'clock. Turkey rounds, flurry, protection, Annie Oakley, payback, meat birds, all kinds of fun.
Sounds like it covers all the bases.
Well, it does, yeah. And we have a great time. It starts at noon, and I've gotten out there 11 o'clock or so, and there's campers already.
Wow.
Set up, and they're waiting for us. So
right.
we have a fun shoot. We've got lights, so we sometimes go into the evenings, you know, and it gets dark out and the lights are on, and you're wondering, when are they going to go home?
And this is Labor Day.
Which is good. Yeah, this is Labor Day Monday.
Okay.
We've been doing this for many, many years. It started out quite some time ago with the Morton had the three-day event for Labor Day.
Yeah.
And then it went down to two and then down to one. And now that is part of our history of the town of Morton. They're not doing that anymore, but we're still going.
Absolutely.
I keep saying we because I'm one of the directors out there and have to work on some of this stuff.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun, and we have some good people out there, and we have a great time. So if you want to have some fun on your way back from the lake on Labor Day weekend, come out to Morton on the Monday at noon.
Week from today.
And join us.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good time.
Oh, yeah. This one's fun. This is really fun.
Well, it's, you know, it's a sportsman club.
Well,
how could it not be?
And we were talking about the Red River Sportsmen and how are they involved in this. Well, we have individual members and we have group members. This is one of the group memberships. The Sportsman's Club in Morton, the Joe Pekarski Trap Range, is a member of the Red River Area Sportsman's Club.
Okay.
And we work together on some of these projects. I'm involved in this. There's a number of other Red River Sportsman Club members that are involved in this. And we just make it work.
Yeah.
Make it work.
Get out there and tear it up. I love it.
Yeah. Number two.
Else happened?
No, this is September 10th. This is Saturday. And if you really like turkey shoots and clay target shooting and so on, we got another one for you.
All right.
This is the head of the Red Gun and Archery Range. That's north of Breck, and they're having a shoot. It's similar to a turkey shoot. It's called the Clays of Glory Shootout.
I love the name.
You bet. Saturday, September 10th, starts at noon. They have many of the same games, turkey shoot, anti-ongi protection, meat prizes, and so on. And you want to go out and have some more fun? There's another one for you.
All right.
I go to both of them. You know, I really like going to Morton, but I really love going to the Clays of Glory because I don't have to work.
Better yet, have
some fun.
Right, you could be on the other side for a change.
And we have both of them. I've been to both of them. Both of them do a great job. So if you like having some fun and knocking the dust out of your gun, getting ready for hunting season, there's a couple places you can go to do it.
Good deal.
You
betcha. Good deal. All right, number three.
Oh, well. Then I've got pages here.
Okay. You cover it.
Yeah. One of the things that we the Red River Sportsman, Red River Area Sportsman's Club, has done for a number of years is two things. Number one, hides for habitat.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is, in support of all the deer hunters, we put up dumpsters to collect hides. And we also have a dumpster to collect carcasses.
Okay.
Now, we're going to put a hide and carcass dumpster in the parking lot of Tractor Supply. That'll be later on, getting closer to the actual deer hunting season.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to put a hide collection dumpster at the Blazer Express in Breck.
Okay.
It's open to anybody. We would appreciate it if you would respect the property owners and you know, keep it clean around there. Yeah. But one of the things we've noticed over the years is we put out this carcass dumpster. We get a lot less complaints from the local wardens about things being dumped out in the trees.
Well, that's a good thing.
It is really a good thing.
You've had a good response to this.
We have. I went out there one time a couple of years ago, and it's one of those really big roll-offs for the carcass dumpster. There was a heap on it. So
really?
I know it's getting used.
Okay, yeah. So they're onto it.
It's there for anybody that wants to process their own deer. And when you get all done, it's like, what do I do with the leftovers?
Yeah.
Okay, we got a spot for you.
Mm-hmm.
This, I don't have an exact date as when this is going to be set out, but it'll be in Tractor Supply, parking lot right by the sign there, and you're welcome to go ahead and use it. Like I said, respect the property owners, keep it clean.
Of course.
You betcha.
Keep going.
Okay.
You're not done by a long shot.
Oh, no, I got a couple more pages here. Junior Wildlife Club, we got junior wildlife activities going on. And two things that kind of tie together, and I get into this, the youth goose hunt, the youth waterfowl hunt, and the youth pheasant hunt. Prior to those actual hunts, we go out to the various trap ranges, and the kids get some practice time in, and we do gun safety and hunting over dogs and do some practice on calling and so on. But that's part of the junior wildlife program as
right.
well.
Yeah, because you're tied into that too.
Oh, yeah.
Like I say, you're not a group
absolutely.
That ever has a lull.
Very little. Another project. Anybody that wants to go deer hunting and for whatever reason makes a decision that I just cannot process the deer this year for who knows why.
Okay.
Could be deer, could be elk, could be moose. We have a program called Sportsman Against Hunger. And what we do is that deer hide or that deer carcass, it could be deer, elk, or moose, take them out to their local locker plants in Great Bend or Fairmont.
Mm-hmm.
They will process the animal and the meat will go to the local food pantry.
Wow, great program.
Red River Area Sportsman pays for the processing. All you got to do is bring the animal out there.
That's why everybody loves the Red River Area Sportsman.
Well, we're working on it.
Because you do stuff like this,
yeah,
Craig.
Yeah, I know. Right. And I get a call every once in a while from the locker plants and say, hey, we got some to take in. Okay, so we make a trip, you know, and 75 pounds of meat goes in sometimes.
Wow, and the food pantry can use it too.
Oh, absolutely.
So great program.
You come in there and everybody that's working at the food pantry is, oh, you again. great to see you.
You got stuff for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
That's a lot of fun. Now, into the hunts.
All right.
This one is our youth goose hunt. It's a guided hunt in near Breckenridge. They go out and do scouting and figure out a really good spot to take the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Saturday, Sunday, 4 kids per day.
Okay.
And they get the full experience. They get up in the morning, have breakfast. They go out and set decoys, set up the blinds, hunt the birds. Pick up the birds, pick up the decoys, process the birds so they know how to clean them, and get to take them home.
That is the whole trek, isn't it?
That's the whole thing.
You bet.
From what I was told at this point, both days are full, but we do have a waiting list. So if you're still interested, give Cindy Van Tassel a call, 218-643-4374. And let her know that, you know, my son or daughter is interested.
Right.
And if for whatever reason one of the original 4 on a given day cannot go, you know, we move one up.
Right.
So,
Greg Holt. And we're back. Coming up on 9:35 here, sunshining, 66 degrees where we're at. We are talking Red River Area Sportsman's Club. The club that's just too big for one break. So we got to divide it up. You got so much stuff going on. Greg Giroux from Sportsman's Club.
Oh, yeah.
Where did we leave off?
Well, we were talking about the goose hunt, and that's Saturday and Sunday, September 10th and 11th. Everything is provided. You know, shells, duck calls, pre-hunt shoot, breakfast, hunting over decoys, the whole thing. You know, the kids get the full gamut of that one. They get helping set up decoys and how to do it and the patterns and all of that.
What a great experience,
man. We've had some kids take care of, or I shouldn't say take care of that, but participate in that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're wanting to sign up the day after they're done and going, this is great.
Uh-huh. That's great to hear.
Yep. Our club member, Cindy Van Tassel, is in charge of that particular project, and she does a great job. She's got a good group of people that help her with that, but it's been a great event for the kids.
Yeah, sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now? Yep. Youth waterfall hunt. Guided hunt to Teowocan Refuge.
All right, when is this happening?
This is happening on September 17th. That's a Saturday. The pre-hunt is the day before, out at Head of the Red.
Okay.
And that is, you get to do the pre-hunt, and then some training on how to call ducks and geese, and then they get the duck calls given to them.
So they're going to learn something, too.
Oh, yeah.
I love this.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it's the same thing. Shells, the duck calls, the pre-hunt, the breakfast, and all of that. They're hunting over decoys, and it's a mentored hunt where there's somebody with them all the time.
Sure.
We've been in touch with the people out at the refuge, and they're ready for us. I'm getting to know some of the guys out there,
yeah.
and the new manager, and he goes, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
they're ready.
On,
they're
come
ready.
On down.
Bring it on.
We are here.
I love that.
So sign up is open. Excuse me. Sign up is open, and they need to call the Wapton Parks and Rec 642-2811. And what we're going to need is name, phone number, so we can contact them if something changes or mm-hmm. whatever. And then since we are working hard on providing the shells, we need to know if it's a 12-gauge or a 20-gauge. So they'll be asking questions when they call in.
Okay.
The pre-hunt will be at Head of the Red, north of Breck, and that's Friday, September 16th. And whoever signs up, we'll be getting them more details and let them know what they need to do and what they need to bring. And we had a surprise a number of years ago when we did this, and we didn't do the best job of telling the young folks what they needed to bring and mm-hmm. how they needed to dress. And one kid showed up in tennis shoes.
Oops!
And it was like, oh no,
nope.
So,
won't work.
We're working on that very diligently to make sure they right. understand what they need to do.
All right.
So, okay. The next one. This is the pheasant hunt.
Okay.
And this is a really fun time. It's October 1st, and we have a landowner that is west of Hankinson that is really supportive of our programs and loves to have kids come out and enjoy his property.
You were telling us this last year that,
yep.
Yeah,
he
very willing.
He continues to do that. This is the same thing. Shell's pre-hunt. We've got orange caps. We're going to do breakfast. And, again, hunting with mentors. And in some cases here, we don't know for sure how many, but they'll be hunting over dogs.
All right.
And I walked along 1 year, and I had more fun watching the dogs than I did the kids. Some of those dogs are so well-trained. It's yeah. just amazing.
Yeah, I like to get after
work.
It, right?
Oh, yeah, they do. They do. The pre-hunt on this one is out at the Joe Pekarsky Trap Range north of Morton. That is on Friday the 30th. Again, they need to call Wapton Parks and Rec, 642-2811, and be the same questions, information on name, contact information, more information about shotgun shell needs, and so on.
Okay.
And then.
It's not over yet.
It ain't over yet. We got two more.
All right.
Okay. Next one is the Ladies Rooster Roundup. This is October 15th and 16th. It's a Saturday-Sunday event. Abby Carlson is the chair for that particular project. She's been doing this for a couple of years, and she's got it down to a science of what she wants to do.
And what a turnout you've had for this, too.
It's been great, and we've had ladies come from long distances to participate in this thing. What we're going to do is Saturday is hunter safety, gun safety, hunting over dogs training, trap shoot, and there'll be a meal. And then Sunday will be the hunt. And last time we had a meal, we had a good old-fashioned fish fry.
Love that.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
Anyway, Abby is coordinating this. If you have questions, want to get signed up, or details, call her, 701-899-2636, and then you'll get more information about the hunt.
All right. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Now, this one's ladies only.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind,
Keep
guys.
Keep that in mind, guys. Yep. Yep. Then come the big one.
Here we go.
The smoker.
Yep.
Yeah, Hunter Smoker is coming. End of October. October 22nd. Doors open at 5 o'clock. We're at the Wapton Community Center. Games, raffles, and a whole lot of fun. Now, the proceeds are going to go to the wildlife projects, the youth activities. We've got a lot of prizes, including shotguns, rifles, handguns, and I'm going to leave it at that because I'm coming back to talk more about this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and as we get closer, we'll have tickets available and other goodies.
Always a good time at
this
that.
This one is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we packed the house last year.
It gets thick in there, too, though. I'm just going to leave it at that.
It does, yeah. to the point where one of our members has the ability to do a computer-aided design layout. Well, she took dimensions of the community center, and she laid out the table so we could get maximum density in.
All right, I love that.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
you will get maximum density.
We do. We do. And we very much appreciate everybody that comes out and supports the club. This is the one fundraiser that supports everything else we do. All the fishing, all the hunting, all the other projects. This is the big one.
This is the biggie.
Yep.
Well, you will be back in
to talk about that.
I'd like to get you in like the middle of September.
We can do that.
And, you know, as these events kind of come and go.
We'll work out a date. Yep.
So we'll get you back in here. Great to have a Giroux sighting in here.
Hey, there we go.
Like I said, I thought you left the country, but good to have you back in here, Greg Giroux. And we'll get this up on our website too, and get it on our promo sheet. So we'll be talking about all of these events a lot more as they come and go here.
Absolutely, sounds good.
Greg Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club. It is 9:42. Here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.